Where in the Bible will I find the Holy Spirit given before baptism? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman. And for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. On the birthday of the church, Peter, along with all the apostles, preached on the day of Pentecost, "Repent ye and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts 2:38. Sinners are to be led into repentance by the Word of God and not by the Spirit entering their hearts to produce it. This passage plainly expresses that sinners must repent before they had promise of the Holy Spirit. Paul tells us that the gospel, the Word of God, is the power unto salvation, Romans 1:16. Jesus said, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish," Luke 13:3. He said, "Except ye repent," not "except the Spirit enters your heart to give you repentance." The Word of God commands the sinner to repent and dooms him if he does not. The doctrine that the Spirit must enter the heart of the sinner to work repentance nullifies the Word of God and causes the sinner to rest his soul upon the Word and promise of men and not upon the Word and promise of God. Men that teach sinners to expect this virtually steal away the Word out of their hearts, lest they should repent and be saved. Peter says, "And we are witnesses of these things, and so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God hath given to them that obey Him." Acts 5:22. This passage forever settles the question that God does not give His Spirit to sinners to enable them to obey Him, but to those who have become obedient. When Cornelius and his house received the Spirit before baptism, it was the miraculous power of the Spirit, just such as came upon the apostles on the day of Pentecost, and it had nothing to do with their conversion in any way, but it was to bear witness to both Jews and Gentiles that the Gentiles, as well as the Jews, were to be partakers in the blessings of the gospel of Christ. And, once this was accomplished, the thing was never repeated. The Holy Spirit works only through the Word of God, not directly on the sinner or the saint today.